This week's mailbag comes to us from Katie via email. Lisa, this year has been one of the toughest my family has experienced. We are a military family and knew starting out the year that we would receive orders to move at some point this summer. We were anxious and excited to hopefully be heading to our dream beach destination. I am a small business owner with a product-based business. I knew moving would be a lot of work, especially with the added inventory and equipment since starting my business, but I felt ready to take it on. In March, my husband came home with a look on his face that immediately told me something was wrong. He said there was a very high chance that we were moving overseas. I was crushed. Moving overseas meant that I would not be able to continue with the business that I have spent the past 2 years building. I started getting extremely anxious about what our future would look like and what I could do with my business. We anxiously awaited orders, hoping and praying that we would get word we were staying stateside. Fast forward a few weeks and we receive an out-of-nowhere epilepsy diagnosis for our 3-year-old daughter. Suddenly, my life was full of tests, doctor's appointments, and trying to track down lost referrals. To add the icing on the cake, that this diagnosis meant that if my husband did receive overseas orders, he would be going alone. My daughter would not pass the medical clearance for us to go as a family. So myself and our 2 children would stay in the States while my husband did a 2-year tour overseas. I purchased the Warrior Mommer bind-up because I knew I would need help keeping track of everything if I was going to face this mountain on my own. I got it all set up and was absolutely amazed at how helpful it was right away. Our first appointment with the neurologist, we learned that the pediatrician had failed to send over the EEG report, but that didn't matter because I had a copy of it in the binder with me. I am thrilled to tell you that we did finally get the orders and they were to the location we were so hoping for. All 4 of us will be going together. With the help of my Sunday basket keeping all of my papers organized, I was able to fly out to our new town on a week's notice and put an offer on our dream house within 24 hours of arriving there. My husband received his orders on April 2nd, and we moved there June 7th. So everything has been at warp speed, but so far we have kept it all together with the help of the binders and the Sunday basket. I am so thankful for the products that you have created and your encouragement and instructions on the podcast. You have really helped me keep my sanity during this time. Moving a family of 4, a dog, a small business halfway across the country on 2 months' notice is no small feat, but I feel prepared now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you have an organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. It is not a lack of time, and it is not a lack of goal setting that is keeping you from achieving your goals and dreams. It's distraction. Today, I want to talk to you about distraction and why it is stealing way more time than you realize, and the ability to focus. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about how to plan your most productive year and that goal setting is revolving around planning and planning within your energy cycle. So for me, that's September to December, not taking a break at the end of quarter 3, beginning of quarter 4. That's right in the middle of a really big productive period for me. So knowing where your productive times are and where you naturally start and stop goals, which for me is start in September, end in December, start in January, end in April, start in May, end in August. That's when I start and that's when I stop goals. Then we went on to our second podcast about going pro and really attacking your goals and running your household as if you were a pro athlete and not just going through life reacting to what's happening in your house, but being very purposeful with your time and your plans. Now, you may have done both of those things, and now here you are, and you're like, that's great. I set the goals, and I'm pro, and I got myself a CEO binder, and I told the whole family, and I figured out how to do laundry more productively, but I just don't seem to get my goals done. Like, I'm just not as productive as you are, Lisa. I don't understand why. Well, number one, it takes a long, long, long time to learn to be productive. And productivity is not something that is easily taught. It's really something that comes from within. And it's something that you practice over a long period of time. It's one of those skills that doing it just a little bit every single day will yield huge results 10 years down the road. But that's the only way to get started is to do it much sooner. There are two people I'd like to introduce you to when I talk about this idea of focus. And the first one is John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire. So probably 5 years ago, maybe, I started listening to John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire, and he interviews an entrepreneur. I was interviewed on there. It was so cool. And one of the things John used to say in his podcast all the time, he might still today, I don't know, is focus. That the acronym for focus is follow one course until success. Now, I am a very positive, productive person. I have always been so. But I would say in the last 3 years, I have probably accomplished more than I accomplished in the 15 years prior to that. And it really is adopting this idea of focus. Follow one course until success. You see, I'm a woman, I'm a mom, I'm a business owner, I'm multi-passionate, I'm a multitasker, and I like to think I can do multiple things at one time. I know the research proves otherwise. I think it's wrong. I just think it's wrong that I am multi-passionate and I could do multiple things at one time. And I watched the business that John Lee Dumas was growing, and that man followed one course until success, like laser focused on his one thing. And his one thing was to have a daily entrepreneurial podcast. When he started, he was, because I started following him within his first year of podcasting, no one had a daily podcast at that time. It was very unusual. And so what he was doing hadn't been done before. And he kind of came up with it in his own head. So the reason why it hadn't really been done before is because how do you do it? Like, he was working by himself. So how do you figure out who you're going to interview, find the interview person, record the interview, level the podcast, upload it to iTunes, promote it on social media, and repeat? Doing that for one podcast takes, like, I don't know, 4 hours. And not all of it can be done like in a row, right? So you have to reach out to guests, and then you got to connect on the calendar and get the right date, and then you have to record. So it can't all be done sequentially. And over time, one of the most interesting things to me about watching his success was not the actual podcast episodes, but his process behind the scenes in how he got those episodes done. So in the beginning, I think before he started, I can't remember, maybe he had 20 episodes already, somewhere between 20 and 40 already banked before he launched the podcast. And when he first started it, his podcast episode was every day, Monday through Friday. And then within a couple months, he went to every day, Monday through Sunday. So 7 podcasts per week. As he got good at that, he started productively batching his content. So his interview style got better, his guests got better, and the way that he did his workflow got better. And he was very transparent in sharing his entire workflow. So he went from recording podcasts 2 days a week, and he was trying to, I think originally what he did was 4 to 6 interviews a day, twice a week, which kept him ahead of time. So if he did 6 podcasts a day, twice a week, that was 12 episodes, and he only needed 7 that week. So he was always adding more to his bank. Then along the way, he got to 8 podcasts in one day. I was like, holy cow, this guy is like ninja. This is amazing. I can't believe he could do this. And so he was doing 8 podcasts a day. I think he did that twice a week for like a month. And then he went to 8 podcasts a day once a week. So he was always doing one more than he needed. Plus, he already was ahead of the curve. And then shortly thereafter, I think he went to something like, and these numbers are not exact, you could go look it up if you want, but something like 12 a day. every, I can't remember what it was. And he got down to the point where I think he was doing 16 interviews a day, every other week. And then I think he moved it to 16 interviews a day, 2 days in a row. And he only recorded podcast interviews 2 days out of the entire month. Why do I tell you this? Like, you're like, who's this John Lee Dumas guy? And why is she so obsessed with his podcast schedule? Because his goal was to have a daily entrepreneur podcast. But how he did that was figuring out a productive workflow, all the pieces and getting a podcast done, and how to get that as productive as possible so that he could not only have a daily podcast show, but also go on to build the rest of his business. And until he could systematize and prioritize and make productive his podcast scheduling, he didn't have any free time to do anything else. And watching John do that over the course of, it took him like a year, maybe more, to get to that point where he could do that many podcasts in a day, multiple things happen. Number one, he had to get really good at reaching out to guests and scheduling. Number two, he had to become a great interviewer. Number three, he had to build up his stamina, his voice, his energy level, his mental game in order to be able to interview 16 people in one day and then do it again the next day and not run out of energy. One of the other things I noticed he was doing during that same time is he started doing weekly webinars. I believe they were weekly. They weren't daily. I don't think they were daily. I don't know, with John, it might have been. I think they were weekly. And he started doing a weekly webinar for his course that he was selling every single week for over a year. It showed how committed he was to the business he was building, how committed he was to his craft, and how consistent he was in his message. There's another person who I was seeing at the same time, actually before John Lee Dumas, which I've mentioned many, many times, Andrea Decker. I love Andrea Decker and her blog. She's been doing it over 7 years. And what I love about her blog is when she started, it was every single day, 7 days a week, like John's, and now it is every single day, 5 days a week. And she has done that consistently for 7 years. She started her blog before she had children, and now she has four. She has four children. And whenever I think, oh, I can't do a blog post, I'm like, Andrea does it. And she had a baby, and she just had another baby, and she's pregnant with morning sickness or whatever. And her podcasts or her posts, they're coming out like clockwork. John Lee Dumas does it. He's got a podcast coming out every single day. Are you telling me you can't have a podcast coming out every week? Because consistency in your business builds trust in your audience. And it's key. It's totally key. And so whenever I was building Organize 365, I've told you guys many times, whenever I add anything, I want to make sure that I can do it consistently. So when I started adding the Facebook and Instagram Live on Friday mornings, I was like, can I do that the week I'm at the beach? Can I do that, you know, every single day of the week? Can I do that? And the answer was yes, that at that day and time, I would be able to do that every single week. So watching John Lee Dumas do that, watching Andrea Decker do that, following one course until success, focusing, made me realize that when you really focus on something, and not focus on something so you can get it done quicker, but focus on producing a daily podcast and then making it fit into your life schedule and give you time to do the rest of your business, anything is possible. When you focus on one thing until you've mastered it, you can focus on anything you want and you will be successful. I'm not sure where I heard it, but somewhere I heard that the focus is going to be the new currency. Like, those who can focus will be the people that will have like all the jobs, all the everything, because distraction is everywhere. And when I was trying to figure out where I had heard that, I found information about Cal Newport. So Cal Newport is the author of Deep Work. And this is his quote. He says, "Focus is the new IQ in the knowledge economy. And individuals who cultivate their ability to concentrate without distraction will thrive." His theory is that workers that will be most sought after in the new economy will be those who can quickly master things and those who produce at an elite level. So we are moving out of the industrial age into the new knowledge economy. And they say that when one of the hardest times to live through was when the industrial age replaced the agricultural society. And we are now living in that transition from the industrial age to the knowledge economy. And information is everywhere. Like, you do not have to buy the 100-day home organization program to know how to organize your house. Like, you can Google search, you can watch Pinterest, look at Pinterest pins, you can watch YouTube. What you get out of the 100-day program is organized in a specific order. And I'll go over a podcast about why it always works, because I hit on all 10 of the ways that people learn inside of the 100-day program. But it's not the knowledge that you're buying in the 100-day program. It's the system and the ability to get the results. Knowledge used to be the thing that we paid for. Knowledge used to be the thing we were trying to acquire. Now, you have a computer in your pocket, probably. If you have a smartphone, like, that smartphone has more technology in it than your computer did 10 years ago. You literally are carrying a computer around with you all the time. I would argue with Joey and Abby's math teachers all the time. They already have smartphones. They have calculators on their smartphones. Let's move on to the higher math concepts, because my kids have difficulty with multiplication and division timetables. At this day and age, they don't have to have those memorized anymore. They own smartphones. So they need to understand how to think, not how to give out rote memorization. And that's what Cal is saying here. He's like, being able to memorize facts is no longer the thing that is going to move you forward in society. The thing that's going to make you a highly qualified worker in today's day and age is being able to focus. Being able to say you're going to get something done and then actually get that thing done on time, because you are able to focus and get that project done. This is why, if you do the 100-day program, I say you can do it in 15 minutes a day. If you set a timer and sit to do anything for 15 minutes, and only that thing for 15 minutes, you will be amazed how much you can get done when you are not distracted, multitasking, trying to listen to a podcast or anything else. If you put all your concentrated effort into one thing for 15 minutes, I promise you, you can make the same impact that you could have made in 45 minutes to an hour of doing it in a distracted manner. So the key to getting organized and the key to achieving your goals is to, number one, plan them, plan out your year, shorten the amount of time that you're doing, plan only one, so that all of your extra time and effort and focus is going into this one goal. Number two, go pro. There is no maybe I'll accomplish this goal, I don't see if I'll accomplish this goal. It is, I'm pro and this is the goal that I'm going after and I am going to accomplish it, period. And then number three, don't get distracted. Do not get distracted. I am the queen of getting distracted. One of the things I noticed a while ago, when something is hard for me, like, you know, I love recording these podcasts for you, but sometimes I'll have a great idea for a topic, but I'm not really sure how to approach it or how to teach it or whatever. Or I might have a great idea for a course or a product that we're going to launch, and it's a great idea. But the hard work of actually bringing that thing to fruition, and I have to sit down and write, you know, the content for the course or actually record the podcast. Every single time, you guys, I sit down and look at my calendar and I have to do something that is deep work like that. Do you know what I do? Check Instagram. Check my email. Check Voxer to see if the team needs me. And then I'm 5 minutes later going, no emails, no Voxers, already checked Instagram. Guess you're going to have to do the deep work, Lisa. Guess you're going to have to record the podcast. In the past, what used to happen is I would immediately become exhausted, like so tired, I literally could not even stay awake. I would go get a coffee. I would go take a nap. And it was just my body not being strong enough to focus through on my goal and sabotaging me. I don't know how else to explain it. Now I sit there and I go, okay, this is uncomfortable. You don't know how you're going to do this big thing. You haven't seen somebody else do this big thing, even if the big thing is just record this podcast episode. That doesn't matter. You've got 45 minutes, so you better get started. like I just tell myself, like, you've got to do it. So it's time to get started. And then once I get started and the energy starts flowing, I'm good to go. It's the getting started that is so hard. And there are so many distractions out there on our phone, in our homes, in our environment, in our cars, in our mind, that will pull us away from the goal that we want to achieve. It is not that you don't have enough time to get your house organized. It is the making the plan, going pro about it, and then not getting distracted on your own goal. So that is the third piece of this, is to not get too distracted and to stay focused on whatever goal you have, and then go after the next goal and the next goal and the next goal. So recently, as I've been adding team members to our team, we're up to 9 now. Whoa, so exciting. Every time you hire help at home, you have a team member on your team at work where you can delegate and share responsibilities. It's awesome. And it frees up time. And then you're left with, what do you do with the time that's left? And you can easily fritter away all of that time in distraction, or you can focus and force yourself to plan the next goal, go pro, eliminate the distractions, and accomplish it. And what used to take me 4 months to bring to fruition in the system that I'm teaching you, September to December, January to April, May to August, I would get one big task knocked off my list because I just had so many roles and responsibilities that I had. Now, today, the amount of roles and responsibilities I have are less, but also some of those things that used to be on my daily, weekly, and monthly to-do lists are permanently gone because I solved the problem by focusing on them in one of my 4-month New Year's and eliminated the whole entire project. Like photos. All of my photos are in albums. That took years and years and years to do, but it's done. Binders. I have no filing cabinets whatsoever anymore. My binders are done. I don't have a paper organization issue anymore. There are many of these things that you're pouring all of your time and effort into, but then when you're done, it literally just checks it off the list. And then that is not something that continues to take your time in the subsequent trimesters. So what is it that you need to focus on right now in the next 4 months so that you can permanently knock that off your to-do list? Maybe it's your storage room. Maybe this is the time you're going to clear it out. You're going to make the decisions on the stuff that's in there. You're going to put in a nice organized storage room that can be maintained and stop having that weight hanging over you. You're going to spend the weekend clearing it all out and spend the whole month getting it exactly how you want. And then that area of your house is done. Maybe it's teaching your kids some life skills. If you've been listening to this podcast and you're like, yes, that's exactly what I do. I already do that, Lisa. Then I am going to suggest that you listen to Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach because he takes this concept to the nth level. Dan does 3 big things a day on the days that he works, which is, I think, 3 days a week. He has like 3 big tasks that he does for the day. And then when he's done with those 3 tasks, he's done working. And this is what I am working towards. So today I did a Facebook Live. I'm recording these podcasts. I'm doing multiple podcast episodes. And then I'm also doing a house-related task. So those are the 3 big things I'm doing today. But I am remaining focused on podcasts all day long. So this is what this looks like for me. In the morning, I reviewed all the podcast episodes I've already recorded, and I had to record some of the outros, the me talking to you after you hear the meat of the podcast, whatever that ending thing is. I had to record a couple more of those. I also had to go in and upload some things from my podcast editor. And then I recorded these 3 podcasts in a row that you've heard, Planning Your Most Productive Year, Going Pro, and now this one, Distraction is Holding You Back, You Need to Focus. However, on this last focus podcast, I've had to stop this podcast twice, which is not normal. The other podcasts I was able to start and record all the way through. But in this podcast, we had the aunt guy come, and then Joey called from the doctor's office and he needed me to answer a question for him because he's now going to the doctor by himself. And so I am continually focusing. I am not saying that you have to do something for 15 minutes or focus on it and no distractions means that a nuclear bomb could go off outside and you're not going to stop and figure it out until after you're done. What I mean is, as soon as I was done with the aunt guy, I recorded the next part of this podcast. As soon as Joey called me on the phone, I stopped And then I started recording this podcast. Nothing else is going to get done today until I get this podcast recorded, because the podcast needs to get recorded. So focusing is not just giving individual undivided a time, but also going all the way to completion. All right, you guys, have a great week.